Good morning. And how are you? Blessed indeed. I was talking to the 8 o'clock mass last week, and I was talking about my mother. And my mother called me last week, and she says, my cousin had died, who is my confirmation sponsor, John Basso, and she says, so say a mass, say a mass. And I went, and I did more instead of Mass. I went down and buried him last Monday. But then, a couple weeks ago, I think I told you, she called me crying because her the medicine has been messing up her mind. And so she called me, and she says, Larry, you got to say a Mass for me. You got to say a Mass for me. And every time anybody dies, anytime anybody's sick, anytime anybody needs something, my mother always calls me and says, you got to say a Mass for me. You got to say a Mass for them. Because she knows the power of the Mass, that there's great power that happens at this Mass. And all Mass has great power because here at the Mass, Christ offers himself to the Father, and then he feeds us with his own precious body and blood. And that's what we hear today in the Gospel, that here's Jesus, and he talks about, I am the bread of life. Now, you need to know that in John's Gospel, it's high Christology. That means it comes and it focuses on the divinity or the godness of Jesus Christ, that he is God. And it's very clear to make that real. And so we have these I am passages throughout the Gospel of John. Today, I am the bread of life. I am the vine. You know, he says all these things. I am the good shepherd. And the I am should be in capital letters because it refers to the I am of the Father in the Old Testament, right? So when God says to Moses, you know, when Moses says to God, I should begin, and he says, what is your name? And God says, I am who am. And so when Jesus is saying this, he's saying, I am God, who is the good shepherd. I am God, who is the true vine. I am God, who is the bread, the flesh that will keep you alive forever. And so what happens too often, I believe, is that we take this as commonplace because most of us have grown up with the Mass since we were children. We know the Mass. It's part of it. Just like they knew Jesus, right? And they were murmuring. They were murmuring, hey, don't we know his father? Isn't that Joseph? Don't we know his mother? Don't we know his family? How could he say he comes from above? We know all about it. And the same thing for us at Mass sometimes. We know all about it. We go every week. You know, blah, blah. And it's kind of like, it's kind of sad because it becomes commonplace. And like at the last Mass at 8:30, it was very good because, and you guys, I know, will know the answer to this, but what is necessary for a sacrament to work? I'm going to cry. The teenager who was serving knew it. What's necessary? Faith, right? Again, how many times have we talked about this? A lot. Thank you. Faith is necessary. When you come to this Mass with faith, it unlocks the power. It gives you strength. It gives you eternal life. And that's, again, the difference. A lot of times people not here, other people maybe are listening, will come up and receive communion, the body of Christ, amen, and walk out the door. Not here. But in other places. But other people might come up, receive the Eucharist, say amen, and go back and sit in their seat and read the bulletin again, not here, because you don't get it. But might go into La La Land. What happens today is you come up and say, I would stake my life. You are God, and he gives us the strength. The Mass is phenomenal. We enter into heaven. You know, yesterday and day before, I was at Columbus, well, Sunbury, right outside, doing an alpha. A Catholic alpha group came together. And so when I was there, I was at the hotel, and so in the morning I wake up, as always, and I ask the Holy Spirit to speak to me, and I open up the Word of God, which is always next to me, and I open up God's Holy Word, and it came to Luke chapter 23, verse 32. Any good Protestant know Luke chapter 23, verse 32? Anyway, it's what Jesus says to the good thief, and he says, today you will be with me in paradise. And I was ecstatic. I says, really? You know, because again, if I'm going to die, if I get to go to heaven, he promises me I'm going to go to paradise. Let's do it now, right? And so I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to be with God in paradise. So I'm thinking that on my way home, I'm going to get in a car accident and die. You know, and if that happens, don't be all upset about the pastor being dead. Don't be happy because he's not with us anymore, for some of you. But you need to be happy because I get to go to paradise. But so when I came home and I didn't die, and I was sitting there thinking, well. And then when I was talking to the Lord about it, he goes, excuse me, you were with me in paradise today when you went said Mass. Oh, you were with me in paradise when you did adoration. Oh, you were with me in paradise when you were with your brothers and sisters and you spoke of me. Oh. You see, sometimes we're just looking for later, and we forget that every time we go to Mass, we go to paradise. Today, Jesus looks at you and says, you are with me in paradise. And we got to have these eyes of faith that see that reality. And what happens here is when you and I come, as we heard in the first reading today, and in the first reading we see that he just wants to die, right? He just, I want to die, take my life, I'm done. And so what does God do? He feeds him to give him strength. Do you ever struggle when you come to Mass? You want it to be over? Or you're not that far, but there are days that you're just struggling so much. Well, when you come here with faith, Jesus feeds you with his very body to give you strength. You don't have to do this alone. He comes and feeds you, so he lives inside of you. He lives inside of me, and he says, together, together, we'll face this. Together, we can do this. You're not alone. I live inside of you. And that's to get us through the now. But then there's a promise that no matter what life sends us, we're going to live forever. Huh? And again, some of the saints used to say, what is this compared to eternity? That we are created forever, for eternity. And so when that's true, then we don't get so focused on every little thing that drives us crazy on earth. I am destined for eternal life with my dad in heaven forever. And this body and blood that I receive is that which keeps me alive forever. Because people of God, Jesus Christ is not a liar. He says, if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will live forever. I believe him when he says that. That's what happens at this Mass. That's the power of the Eucharist. That's the power of one Mass. So every time we come here, it should never be just like, oh yeah, I know about it. No, I'm not going to sing. I don't buy that kind of stuff. You and I should come here and give everything, sing with all our heart, be here with all our being, because he cost God everything to give us this Mass. And in this Mass is such power that we get the strength that we need to deal with everything in this life. We're not doing it alone, and he promises us we will live forever. So when my mom calls and says, Larry, say a Mass for me. Say a Mass. She knows and believes in the power. Do you know and believe in that power? Matron, always love, today and forever. Amen.